June 10, 1924. How one who lives in the divine will must enclose everything. How the divine will is origin, means, and end. This morning, having received Holy Communion as usual, I was saying to my dear Jesus, my sweet life, I do not want to be alone when I am with you, but I want everything and everyone together with me. And not only do I want the crown of all your children, but I also want the crown of all things created by you, so that, together with me, in the endlessness of your most holy will in which I find everything, prostrate at your feet, all together, we may adore you, thank you, bless you. In the meantime, I saw all created things running around to surround Jesus, in order for each to pay its homage to him, and I added, do you see, my love, how beautiful your works are? How the sun, opening its way with its rays, while prostrating itself to adore you, rises up to you to embrace you and kiss you? How the stars, forming a crown around you, smile at you with their sweet flickering and say to you, great are you. We give you glory forever and ever. How the sea flows, and with its harmonious murmuring, like many silvery voices, says to you, infinite thanks to our Creator. And together with the sun, I embrace you and kiss you. With the stars, I recognize you and glorify you. With the sea, I thank you. But who can tell all that I was saying, calling all created things around Jesus? If I wanted to say everything, I would be too long. It seemed to me that each created thing had a distinct office to be able to pay its homage to its Creator. Now, while I was doing this, I thought I was losing time and that that was not the thanksgiving to be made for Jesus after communion, and I said this to Jesus. And he, all goodness, told me, my daughter, my will contains everything, and nothing of all that belongs to me must escape one who lives in it. On the contrary, if only one thing escapes her, it is enough to say that she does not give me all the honor and the glory which my will contains. Therefore, it cannot be said that her life is complete in it, nor does she give me the return of all that my will has given her. In fact, I have given everything to one who lives in my will, and I go to her as though in triumph, upon the wings of my works, to give her new return of my love. And she must come along the same path as mine, to give me new return of her love. Would it not be delightful for you, if you had made many beautiful and various works, and someone, who is loved by you, placed them around you to please you, and showing them one by one said to you, see, these are your works, how beautiful this one is. How artistic is this other one? What joy would you not experience? What glory for you? It is the same for me. More so, since one who lives in my will, having to centralize everything within herself, must be like the heartbeat of all creation. And as all things palpitated in her by virtue of my will, she must form one single heartbeat, to return to me, in that heartbeat, the heartbeats of everyone and of everything, and to bring me back the glory and the love of all things which came from me. I must find all in the soul in whom my will reigns, so that, containing all, she may give me all that the others should give me. My daughter, living in my will is very different from the other sanctities, and this is why, up until now, the way and the true teachings of living in it cannot be found. One can say that the other sanctities are the shadows of my divine life, while my will is the source of the divine life. Therefore, be attentive in the exercises of living in my will, so that from you may come the true way and the exact and precise teachings for those who, wanting to live in it, may find, not the shadow, but the true sanctity of the divine life. Furthermore, since my humanity on earth was in the divine will, there was no work, thought, word, etc., which was not enclosed in me, in order to cover all the works of the creatures. One can say that I had a thought for each thought, a word for each word, and so on with all the rest, to glorify my Father completely, and to give light, life, goods, remedies, to the creatures. Now, everything exists in my will, and one who must live in it, must enclose all creatures, to go through all my acts again and place on them another beautiful divine shade, taken from my will, to give me the return of all I did. Only one who lives in my will can give me this return, and I await her as the means to be able to put the divine will in communication with the human, and to give her the goods it contains. I want the creature as an intermediary, who, going through the same path which my humanity covered in my will, may open the door of the kingdom of my will, which had been closed by the human will. Therefore, your mission is great, and it takes sacrifice and great attention. Then, I felt immersed in the supreme volition, and Jesus continued, "My daughter, my will is everything and contains everything, and then, it is the origin, the means and the end of man. This is why, in creating him, I did not give him a law, nor did I institute sacraments, but I gave man my will alone, because it was sufficient for him, being in the origin of it, to find all the means to reach, not a low sanctity, but the height of the divine sanctity, and therefore find himself at the harbor of his end. This means that man was to need nothing but my will, in which he was to find everything, in a surprising, admirable and easy way, to become holy and happy in time and eternity. And if I gave him a law, after centuries and centuries of creation, it was because man had lost his origin, and so he had lost means and end. Therefore, the law was not origin, but means. But in seeing that, with all of my law, man was getting lost, in coming upon earth I instituted the sacraments, as stronger and more powerful means to save him. But how many abuses, how many profanations, how many use the law and the very sacraments, more to sin and to fall into hell. While with my will alone, which is origin, means and end, the soul places herself in safety, she rises to divine sanctity. She reaches, in a complete manner, the purpose for which she was created, and there is no shadow of danger that she might offend me. Therefore, the safest way is only my will. The very sacraments, if they are not received in order with my will, can serve as means of condemnation and of ruin. This is why I inculcate my will so much, because, being the soul in her origin, the means will be favorable to her, and she will receive the fruits which they contain. On the other hand, without it, the sacraments themselves may be a poison to her, leading her to eternal death.